Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments and discoveries in science. Science that changes the way you look at the universe, changes the way you look at things around you. And again, if you want to know more about Science Fantastic, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers, and I have about 5 million fans on Facebook. My latest New York Times bestseller is called The God Equation, and it's about what I do for a living. I work on something called string theory, which we think, but we cannot yet prove, is the fabled theory of everything that would allow us to, quote, read the mind of God. These are the words of Albert Einstein. But if you want to be part of the march of science, why don't you give us a call? That's right, you can get on the air. You can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic, including the Internet. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Let me repeat that again, 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you give us your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, there's your chance to ask that question that's always been bothering you. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on now. Let's take the first listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, my name is Robert. I'm in College Station, Texas, listening to WTAW. My question is about pH. So we all know that pH stands for potential hydrogen. But what does potential hydrogen even mean? I find that very confusing. And so please answer my question. What does potential hydrogen mean? Thank you.
Okay, very good question. pH refers to the acidity of a solution. And the pH is usually around 7 if it's neutral, like ordinary water. And that means the concentration of hydrogen is 10 to the minus 7. So you take minus the logarithm of the concentration, and that gives you the pH number, with 7 being neutral. Now, when you think of hydrogen, you think of a gas. And so you say to yourself, what does a gas have to do with the acidity of a solution? Nothing. So something is missing. And what's missing is the fact that hydrogen can occur in different forms. Yes, H2, hydrogen gas, floats in the air. But hydrogen is also attached to, let's say, hydrocarbon molecules. And they can ionize. They can lose an electron, for example. And so when you have an acid, hydrogen is dissolved inside the liquid. So it's not a gas anymore. So forget the fact that hydrogen is a gas, because when it combines with chemicals, it can be liquefied. And if you lose an electron, it becomes positively charged. And then you can measure. You can measure the density of hydrogen in this way. And so just remember that gases are not just the state that hydrogen can exist in. Hydrogen can dissolve inside liquids, and that's what we call acids, like HCl, for example, which is very toxic. It's the chlorine atom and the hydrogen atom separate a bit and allow you to then calculate the density of hydrogen, which gives you the acidity of HCl. Okay? So it's all a matter of chemistry, the fact that gases are not necessarily gases because they occur in chemical compounds that can dissolve in water. Okay, well, let's move right on and take the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is David, listening to WMKT, Central Lake, Michigan. My question is, we all know that the faster you go, the slower time goes. But how do you figure that when you know that the planet is spinning around the Earth, the sun is spinning around the galaxy, the galaxy may be spinning across who knows what. So how do you figure the trajectory of time when everything's going in different directions at various speeds? Thank you.
Well, you ask a question that Einstein himself grappled with for many years until he got the solution in 1905. You're absolutely right. The things can move in different directions, and if time slows down the faster you move, then how can you tease apart what is really stationary, what is really moving, and what is real? Einstein came up with the fact that Newton was wrong. Newton thought there was an absolute frame of reference. For example, maybe the sun. Let's say the sun is perfectly stationary, meaning that all velocities are measured with respect to the sun. That's the Newtonian idea, that there's an absolute frame of reference from which you can measure everything else. But Einstein comes along and says, no. I mean, where is this absolute frame of reference? Everything is relative. So if something comes toward you, physics says that you can also go toward that object and the equations remain the same. So whether something comes toward you or you go toward that object, you have exactly the same laws of motion. Have you ever been in a train and you look out the window and you close your eyes a bit and you can imagine that you are stationary and that the trees, the sun, the stars, they're moving toward you, that you are stationary. Well, Newton would say that, well, yeah, there is an absolute frame of reference. He didn't know where it was, but there is an absolute frame of reference from which you can calculate all velocities. Here comes Einstein and says, no, the laws are the same. Whether or not you are stationary in a train and the trees move, or vice versa, the equations are the same. And of course, we measure these things. For example, we put clocks on rockets. We put clocks on airplanes. And we then broadcast the time back down to Earth. And by the internet, we then calibrate the pacing of a clock in a satellite. Lo and behold, it slows down. In fact, that slowing down can be measured precisely and triangulate it if you have three satellites in the sky. And what does that give you? Bingo! GPS. Why do we have GPS? Why is it that you can't get lost anymore? I used to get lost all the time driving a car in a strange city, looking at maps and ripping them apart and swearing. Well, those days are gone, because now we have GPS. But how is it that GPS works? GPS works because satellites in outer space, with respect to the Earth, clocks beat slower in those satellites. And because clocks pace slower in outer space, you can triangulate three clocks, three satellites, compare them, and then calculate where you are on the planet Earth. And so in other words, every time you open up your cell phone and you figure out where you're located, you can thank Albert Einstein, not just for the special theory of relativity, but gravity also gets weaker as you go away from the Earth. Therefore, you have to take into account general relativity and special relativity, and it all works out. In other words, Einstein was right. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. You are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to get on the air. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. And you can have your questions and your thoughts heard on national radio. So, give us a call. Well, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can dust off all those cobwebs and say to yourself, yeah, there's some questions that have been bothering me ever since I was a kid. Here's your chance. People say, well, I don't want to ask a question because I'll look stupid. Look, sometimes the stupidest questions are the deepest questions of all. You know, years ago, there was a 16-year-old boy. A 16-year-old boy who asked himself a child's question. Can you outrace a light beam? Such a simple question when he was 16. Well, when he was 26 years old, he figured out the answer. No, you cannot. The speed of light is the absolute velocity in the universe. That 16-year-old boy was Albert Einstein. And then there was a 23-year-old kid, centuries ago, who was walking down his country estate. There was a pandemic. A pandemic that shut down the university, a lockdown throughout the city. So he went home. And then one day, walking down the street, he saw an apple fall. Then he looked up and saw the moon. And then he asked a question which changed the course of modern history. If an apple falls, does the moon also fall? And then in a brilliant flash of insight, he realized that, yes, the moon does fall. It falls by the same force that forces the apple to fall to the ground. That young man was Isaac Newton, and he changed the course of world history by discovering Newtonian mechanics, a mechanics by which you could calculate the motion of cannonballs, stars, galaxies, bullets, rockets, everything from a stupid question. So if you have a stupid question, share your thoughts on Science Fantastic. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Tom, calling from Charlevoix, Michigan. And I actually teach chemistry, and it's fun. Every now and then I get some deep, serious questions, but sometimes we get some fun questions like this. And one common question we get is water wet? And so curious what your take is on that. And just kind of a fun question. If you have time to answer it, that'd be great from your perspective. All right. Take care. Thank you.
Okay, well, yes, water is wet, and you can actually calculate the chemical properties of that using quantum theory. First of all matter exists in three states, solid, liquid, ice, and solid, liquid, and gas. In outer space, we have plasma, and water is basically a liquid at room temperature. And if you take a look at, well, what are the properties of liquids? One property of liquids, for example, is that it can dissolve other substances. Why is that? Well, take a look at the structure of water. Water is H2O, but by the quantum theory, we can calculate the angle that the two hydrogens make with respect to the oxygen. So H2O looks like a boomerang, and the two tips of the boomerang are hydrogen. The center of the boomerang is oxygen, which means that electrical charges are distributed slightly irregularly around the molecule. One side is more negative, and the other side is more positive. And therefore, when it comes in contact with other kinds of chemicals, which also have a negative and positive polarity, it can rip them apart. And that's why things dissolve in water. Same thing with other properties like surface tension, the fact that it dissolves other materials, the fact that it's a liquid and not a solid. All of it comes out of the quantum theory. When you understand the structure of H2O and you understand the melting point of the various phases of water. And so the fact that water is wet is a consequence of the quantum theory. Now, this also has an impact on artificial intelligence as well. You see, robots do not know that water is wet. In fact, there are many statements that robots do not understand, which puts a limit on their computational power. Why is water wet? Or are mothers older than their daughters? Strings can pull, but can strings push? Robots can't answer those questions. Robots do not know that strings can always pull, but not push, that mothers are always older than their daughters, and that water is wet and not dry. Because these are empirical facts. Robots do not have empirical facts. They've never seen rope pull or push. They've never seen water in a different phase. And so that's why in computer science, you have to list all the properties of objects in the universe, and there are thousands of these properties. That's called common sense. And that's the reason why artificial intelligence, one reason why it's so difficult to create, because robots have to learn all these things from common sense. Now, of course, from the quantum theory, you can actually predict the fact that water is wet. But hey, most robots do not know quantum mechanics. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Keith Brown. I'm listening from the internet on Podchaser. I'm calling from Las Cruces. My question is a very, very simple one. It is in regards to the Earth's magnetic field and how that, according to the Nikola Tesla patent I currently have here in front of me, which states that in number 685957, that the Earth is a large reservoir of negative electricity. And my question is if we were able to match the polarity of the Earth's magnetic field, would it be possible to utilize something what is known as an anti-gravity device? Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, well, first of all, you talk about a true visionary of science, Nikola Tesla. In fact, I have his collected works, and he is so prominent in physics and electronics that we physicists have named the unit of magnetism after Tesla. One Tesla is equivalent to about 10,000 Gauss, many times the magnetic field of the Earth. In fact, when you go to an MRI, a hospital with an MRI machine, they'll tell you that they're going to hit you with maybe one Tesla or half a Tesla of magnetic field. So the name of Tesla will live forever in physics as a unit of magnetism, and also because of Elon Musk, Tesla Motors. Well, Tesla had many ideas. Some of these ideas were thrown off the wall. Others were very substantive and helped to pave the way for the modern electronic age. AC versus DC, for example. Thomas Edison, the genius of the electric age, believed in DC, but DC loses a lot of energy over long-distance cables. AC does not lose that much energy. And that's why all long-distance cables are AC, backed by Tesla, rather than DC, backed by Thomas Edison. Edison was wrong in that sense. However, Tesla has some unorthodox ideas about life in outer space, zero-point energy, things that were kind of speculative. And people quote from these as if it was scientific fact. And so, anti-gravity, for example, we physicists believe in antimatter. Antimatter is well established. We can create antiprotons. In fact, when I was in high school, I used to play with antimatter in the form of anti-electrons radiated from sodium-22 in a cloud chamber that I built when I was in high school. So you can actually play with antimatter. It's, of course, harmless because it's subatomic. But the point is that it does exist. However, anti-light and anti-gravity probably don't exist, other than the fact that anti-light is light and anti-gravity is gravity. So from a physics point of view, anti-gravity is not possible. And that is, if you take a look at the laws of quantum mechanics, particles have antiparticles, but anti-forces do not. So that anti-light and anti-gravity do not exist, other than saying that anti-gravity is gravity, which of course says everything and says nothing. Now, in the universe, there does seem to be an anti-gravitational force at the scale of galaxies. This is called dark energy. And dark energy is one of the great mysteries of physics. If you in the audience ever figure out what dark energy is, tell me first. And we'll write a paper together and we'll win the Nobel Prize and be declared to be the next Einstein. Negative energy, we think, is what dark energy is. And let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, I'll say a few words about one of the deepest secrets of the universe, dark energy. The energy of creation itself. The energy of Genesis. And you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More vaccinated adults are being hospitalized during the Omicron surge. However, they are also less likely to have a severe illness or die. That's according to a new CDC analysis of a hospital in Los Angeles that found that there were more hospitalizations during Omicron compared to the Delta variant, but vaccinated adults had a lower likelihood of being admitted to the ICU. Snow, ice, and rain are hitting the East Coast as it's the latest region to deal with this week's winter storm. Meanwhile, record cold temperatures now hitting parts of the South, including Texas. Texas officials are confident the power grid is performing well during the storm. Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying peak demand was at 69,000 megawatts Friday. This is USA Radio News. President Biden on Friday did a victory lap after the United States added about 467,000 jobs in January, exceeding expectations and more than twice the amount of jobs added in December. But many Americans are still feeling the weight of inflation and high gas prices. White House National Economic Council Director Brian Deese joins Fox News to weigh in on domestic and international oil production.
Well, oil production is increasing here domestically because the market is driving that. And when prices go up, then production goes up as well. The challenge internationally is that we don't have a competitive international market because we have a cartel in OPEC who sets supply constraints, and they need to actually deliver on the supply commitments that they have made.
A winter storm causing havoc for airlines. Over 3,400 flights were canceled on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, you can get on the air by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, we had a call in about Nikola Tesla, a visionary, the man who established AC as the canonical electricity for the planet Earth rather than DC, which was proposed by Thomas Edison. And many of the breakthroughs in radio. Radio technology were made by Nikola Tesla. However, anti-gravity missed the mark. We physicists, using the quantum theory, believe that antimatter does exist. It has the opposite charge of ordinary matter. But anti-force like anti-lights and anti-gravity, do not exist. However, let me point out that recently we have to confront a mystery. Why is the universe expanding? If the universe is expanding, it means that something is pushing. Something is pushing the galaxies away. And the leading theory is dark energy of some sort. Dark energy was actually introduced by Einstein himself in 1916 when he proposed the general theory of relativity. In that paper, he said that you cannot rule out the possibility of yet another force. It would be an anti-gravitational force, perhaps, giving you an expanding universe. Dark energy is the energy of nothing, the energy of the vacuum. It occupies most of the universe, believe it or not. Roughly 73% of the matter energy content of the universe is dark energy. 23% is dark matter, an invisible form of matter that keeps the galaxies intact. And then 4% of the universe is hydrogen and helium. And what about us? Where do you and me fit into the universe? We represent, the higher elements, 0.04% of the universe. In other words, we are the oddball. We're the odd man out. We make up the tiniest fraction of the universe. But the point I'm raising is, it's a mystery. It's a mystery as to what dark energy is. It would be anti-gravitational, because something is pushing the galaxies apart, and that's called the Big Bang Theory. What is driving the Big Bang Theory? It could be anti-gravity. But on a familiar scale, the scale of you and me, it's very tiny. On a cosmic scale, when you add up the dark energy of galaxies, it's very large. In fact, it is the largest force in the universe. It is the energy of the Big Bang itself. Now, that doesn't mean that anti-gravity can't exist someplace, but we do believe that on a micro scale, that is the scale of the Earth and the stars, there is no anti-gravity. But on the scale of galaxies and the Big Bang now, there could be this mysterious force called the cosmological constant, or otherwise known as dark energy, which is propelling the galaxies apart. And if you want to find out more about these mysteries, get a copy of my latest book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything, now a New York Times bestseller. Well, what I'd like to do now is actually take a few questions that I get from email. Of course, I can't possibly answer all the questions that come in by email, but let me try to answer some of the questions that have come in. One question came in concerning an interview I did with the New York Times, and that concerns the METI project. Now, let me explain. The SETI project is a search for extraterrestrial intelligence. That's when we eavesdrop on signals from alien civilizations, hoping to understand if they exist and what kind of technologies they have. That's the SETI project. The METI project, I disagree with. The METI project is when we reach out and make contact, reach out and advertise our existence to aliens. I think that's a very bad idea. And I'll tell you why after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. And maybe your thoughts can be heard on national radio. Give us a call, because afterwards we're going to talk about whether or not we should reach out and talk to aliens in outer space.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. you may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. I get a lot of emails, and so now it's time to answer some of them that I get. One of the emails that I get is about the SETI project, about the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. Do I believe in it? Yes, I think we should eavesdrop on conversations between advanced alien civilizations, if they are out there. But I disagree with the METI project. Now, some of my colleagues are pushing the METI project, in which case we advertise our existence. We say, here we are, folks. We're located in the third quadrant of the Milky Way galaxy. You want to come visit us? Here's our address. Come and visit us anytime you want. I think that is a horrible idea. Especially because we don't know their intentions, we don't know the state of their technology, we don't know the history, nothing. And yet here we are extending the red carpet for them. That's a bad idea. Look what happened to Montezuma, leader of the Aztecs. He made perhaps the biggest mistake in all of ancient history. And that is, he thought that Cortez was a god. Actually, Cortez was a bloodthirsty pirate. And he plundered the Aztec civilization, driving it to ruin in a matter of months. Why? Because think of what Cortez had. Cortez had the horse. The Aztecs had never seen a horse before. Cortez had gunpowder and steel swords. The Aztecs were a Bronze Age civilization, no match for steel. And Cortez and his compatriots eventually brought smallpox. Smallpox to the Aztecs, wiping out most of them, perhaps 90% of them or so, wiped out because of disease and starvation, all because Montezuma assumed that Cortez was a god. So I think instead of welcoming them, I think we should just keep silent. Keep silent and observe. Listen to find out what their intentions are, to find out how advanced they are. And then, once we determine that they are a friendly species, then we can reach out and welcome them. But not a day before we figure out what their intentions are. You see, if you're walking down a forest and you see a squirrel, do you go down to the squirrel and talk to it? Well, maybe at first, but eventually you get kind of bored because the squirrel has nothing to say to you. So what do? You sort of leave the squirrel behind. Well, that's a best case scenario where they are so advanced that the aliens can actually reach us from deep space. And if they're that advanced, they probably have no interest in us. But let's say you replace that squirrel with a developer. A guy with glasses, a slide rule, calculator, and a prospectus. And his plan is to pave the forest. Pave the forest. Poor squirrels, poor deer, they are on the hit list. And of course, the prospector and the developer has no grudge against the squirrel. He doesn't hate the deer. It's just that they are in the way. If you read War of the Worlds, for example, by H.G. Wells, in that book, the aliens were not evil. The aliens did not seek out to destroy humans because they hated humanity and they couldn't stand us. No, 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 no. Why did the Martians invade the Earth? Because we were in the way. Their planet was dying. They needed a new planet. We were in the way. And so I think that one day, if we are visited by an alien civilization, perhaps they'll be benevolent. Perhaps they are not going to need our resources or money or gold or whatever. But just in case they have different intentions, I think we should keep our mouths shut and simply not do anything at all. Okay, well, here's another question that I get. The Webb Space Telescope is up in outer space, and what are we going to get for $10 or so billion being spent on that telescope? Well, the Hubble Space Telescope, of course, made history. Gorgeous photographs of things that we've never seen before in outer space. It made you fall in love with the universe once again, looking at the gorgeous pictures of the Hubble. But there are many things the Hubble could not see. And that's where the Webb Telescope comes in, which has 7 times the power of the Hubble. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about the Webb Space Telescope and the possibility of photographing planets in outer space. So give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. We were talking about the Webb Space Telescope, which has seven times the ability to capture light from the distant stars, and it's going to fill gaps left by the Hubble Space Telescope. For example, Hubble cannot see through dust clouds very well. Well, we think that the Webb Space Telescope may peer into the heart of black holes and maybe, just maybe, photograph planets orbiting other star systems. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that one day we would have an instrument that may have the capability of photographing extrasolar planets? We don't have to visit them. We can photograph them with the Webb Space Telescope. Now, clouds, of course, are a problem. You know, every night there is a fireball that emerges in the direction of the constellation Sagittarius. The fireball is so bright that, in principle, it outshines the moon. But if you take a telescope out tonight, look in the direction of Sagittarius, what do you see? Nothing. Nothing. There should be a fireball there representing the galactic nucleus of the Milky Way galaxy. But you see nothing. And why is that? Dust clouds. Well, the Webb Space Telescope has an infrared telescope that can hopefully peer through some of these clouds and give us information about black holes which lurk at the center of our galaxy. That's right. Tonight, look at the night sky at the direction of Sagittarius. There's a black hole there. It weighs perhaps 2 to 4 million times the mass of our sun, but unfortunately, it is shrouded with dust. Well, there's something else in outer space. The DART rocket was launched last year. The DART is a rocket that, for the first time in world history, has the capability of pushing an asteroid. Now, why is that important? An asteroid is a piece of rock, so why get all hyped up about pushing a rocket out of space? Because that rock may have our name on it. That's right, one day there could be an asteroid or a comet big enough to cause havoc on the planet Earth, and it may catch us totally off guard in an unexpected orbit, and we're doomed. Well, that's why we need a DART mission. The DART mission, for the first time in world history, will push an asteroid. That's right, we're going to try to actually interfere with the trajectory of a celestial body in outer space. First time in history. What do we hope to expect? We expect that when we nudge this asteroid in deep space, it'll change its trajectory slightly so that it will, for example, miss the Earth as it passes by our neighborhood. That's the name of the game. We want to be able to push asteroids around so that if we catch them far enough in outer space, they will miss the planet Earth. And just recently, there was an asteroid many times bigger than the Empire State Building, which just went right by the Earth. I mean, think about that. An asteroid bigger than the Empire State Building just wandering its way past about a million miles from the planet Earth, and we were caught clueless when it was first discovered a few years ago. In other words, we have not cataloged everything out there that is potentially dangerous. For the most part, the military and NASA have done a pretty good job surveying objects about the size of a football field. But for objects smaller than a football field, we don't have the resolving power to distinguish between them, and an object the size of a football field can still cause a lot of damage. Take a look at Russia. Russia was hit twice in the last 100 years by an asteroid or comet of some sort. One hit Tunguska, and that object flattened a huge area of the Siberian forest. And another one sailed over Chelyabinsk just a few years ago. Its impact was so great that it shattered windows, actually. Debris scattered over Russia. So these things are not hypothetical, and it's a good thing that NASA is in the business of trying to nudge one of these things, because we cannot depend on Bruce Willis. We cannot depend on the crew of an Armageddon space shuttle because, well, there is no space shuttle. We have no space shuttle capable of intercepting an asteroid from outer space. None whatsoever. We are sitting ducks. Sitting ducks to a potential impact from an asteroid or comet in outer space. And it's about time. It's about time we made the first feeble effort to do something about it. Because, you know, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. The dinosaurs did not have a DART program. The dinosaurs, well, they're not here today as a consequence of the fact that they did not have a space program. And then recently, I was on the Stephen Colbert show, and I've gotten some emails about that. And people phoned in to the Stephen Colbert show to ask questions of a scientist. One child phoned in and wanted to know why dogs poo on the sidewalk. Well, one answer is they poo on the sidewalk because they don't necessarily want to poo on the carpet. The next question that came in was actually rather deep. You have to think about it. And that is, if you have a cosmic ray particle, how long does it take for it to pass by a proton? Well, for that you have to think of it. You figure the cosmic rays travel nearly the speed of light, and the size of a proton is about the size of the nuclear force, or 10 to the minus 13 centimeters. So, how long does it take for a light beam to bypass a proton? Well, the answer is the size of a proton, 10 to the minus 13 centimeters, divided by the velocity of the speed of light. The answer, bingo, a trillionth of a trillionth of a second. That is a really short period of time. That is the shortest period of time that you will ever encounter in your life. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week, Science Fantastic reaches out to the farthest boundaries of space and time to give you technology that affects all of us. Give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. And my website, we have 5 million fans on Facebook, but my website is mkaku.org, M-K-A-K-U.org. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations and the Internet, which carries Science Fantastic.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.